Now, Billy Eternal, three-piece rock and roll band from Sydney's Northern Beaches, have just recently dropped their album, Billy Eternal and the Jet Cats, and alongside it, Escape from the Black Hole, a little video game that has occupied more of the past week of my life than I would care to admit. It's a little 8-bit style video game created to kind of explore the world evoked by the album, with game design by Jeff Nixon and programming by Wubs Games. I'm currently joined in studio by Marty from Billy Eternal. Marty, it's wonderful to have you here on 2SER. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yo, Felix, thank you very much for having us today.
So we obviously have to start with Escape from the Black Hole. Incredible multimedia stuff and accompaniments to albums like Interstellar 555, and we spoke with Woods from Melbourne about a like Minecraft world that they put together for their album a couple of years ago. Talk to me a little bit about getting into the world of game design. How was it for the band getting into that process?
Oh, it was fun, man. It was great. It was a really enjoyable creative process to work through. We were pretty much looking at it as a way of building out the story world, like that Interstellar 555.
Yeah.
Five. You know, without having millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And nowadays you can just go onto Discord and put out an ad, and in 5 seconds someone will tell you that they can build you what you want, and you get to, you know, build an entire world.
How much of that design process were you involved in, I guess?
I basically wrote the whole game, and then we sort of worked out the mechanics together, Justin and I, and then Jeff Nixon amazingly drew kind of like what I was thinking in my mind, but he made it way, way cooler and super creepy and super sick.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying to you just before we popped on air, I have struggled. I'm not good at side-scroll video games, especially retro platformers, and it has been more of a challenge than I thought it would be to get through it, but I'm super excited because there's also supposedly like different mini games other than the side scroll thing going on. Like, what should I be looking forward to? Is there a cheat code I can get to the other levels? I need to see them.
Maybe we could chuck one in for you. there are six levels. They're all based on classic games that we enjoyed playing when we grew up.
Yeah,
there was a game called Raptor: Call of the Shadows that comes after this first Commander Keen level that you and many other people I know are stuck on right now. You get to do a bit of Donkey Kong, you get to fly through a black hole, you get to go surfing on a cosmic wave and shoot monsters.
Awesome. Well, I'm definitely gonna have to stick at it. I guess I wanted to jump and talk about the album now, because it started as a bit of a way to kind of cope with the pandemic through noise, kind of botching recordings together on an iPhone. What was it like taking that scrappy, you know, just in your own space recording and putting it into the studio, polishing it up for the release?
It was a very, very satisfying experience. We're very lucky in our band to work with and have play bass guitar an amazing recording engineer and music producer in Matt Stewart, who layered beautiful sound sculptures of, you know, scrappy guitar stuff. When I record things, it doesn't sound like when Matt records things.
Uh-huh.
And it's really nice to have had him and our amazing drummer, Jack, bring those recordings to life. Those guys are very talented. Music just breathes through them. And it's super satisfying to turn your little guitar demos into something pretty big.
Yeah, and I guess that there is like a big change in feel there, going from those demos into the full album sound. Do you feel like your relationship to some of those demos changed once they got that full polish on them?
I think that what we have now are real soundscapes that sound like what I kind of thought the soundscapes might be in my head.
Yeah.
And then what I thought I was accomplishing with the demos. And then I very quickly found, after Matt did all the recording, that the demos were really, really horrible.
Yeah. I guess it's also really interesting because having a recording engineer in the band, you know, there used to be a bit of a reputation that would maybe get you a bit too close to the music. It'd be too close to the process. But now that, I guess, music production is a bit more democratized in the digital world, that reputation seems to have disappeared. Do you feel like you understand your own music a bit better now that you are able to kind of exist on the periphery of that world, like on the production side?
Interestingly, I do a bit of production for fun and for a charity, but going into the studio and watching Matt work on Pro Tools and on the console made me really understand that there's a massive difference between what I do on the computer and what he does in the studio.
Yeah. I guess it's also the other thing is that coming from like the writing side, you said you wrote a lot of the video game and Billy Eternal and the Jet Cats. What is the Jet Cats? Talk to me a little bit about that theme for the record.
It's a fascinating question with an answer that doesn't really make sense.
That's the best kind of answer.
I believe that Matt, Jack, and I and our friend Joe are the Jet Cats, and Billy Eternal is a special feeling that exists inside us.
Nice. Yeah, I guess was that because this... you've sort of like paired that along with this album, this video game. Do you feel like that's something that people will kind of come to understand a bit more playing the game and listening to the album, or is that something they'll have to come see live?
That's a great question. Yes, I think it is something that they're going to have to come and see live, and probably you're not necessarily going to get it the first time, so you might have to come back and come back again to really get the full picture.
I appreciate the marketing strategy here. This is working well for me. I guess the last thing I wanted to touch on before we let you go is that now that you've got the album out in the open, now that you're back to touring, you've gotten away from that world of just having nothing to do but blast noise, lockdown in the pandemic. How has your relationship to music changed? Do you feel like you appreciate it at a different level now that you've had that contrast and now that this project is kind of out in the wild? How does music feel at the moment?
Oh, music feels great right now. I think that what that was just having time, and it created this beautiful space where we could get really loud and get really weird without bothering people too much, because I think people had quite a bit of respect for one another's personal space at the time. And, now we just have work-life balance, so there are hundreds of songs ready to go. We have to pick the ones to learn and record, and we're very excited to get back in the studio and do it all again.
Yeah, there are definitely worse challenges to have. I'm super excited to hear that record come about. We've got Car Commercial off the latest album. Tell me a little bit about that track before we hit play on it.
Car Commercial is a Link Ray-esque riff that kind of meets Grinspoon sort of thing that sort of sounds like the kind of song that would play in a car commercial. And if anyone wanted to sync it up, they totally could. And we would we would love for that to happen. Very willing.
All righty. Well, fantastic. Marty, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. It's been a pleasure having you.
It's been lovely, man. Thank you so much, Felix. I appreciate it.